This is the New England Patriots Roster Report Podcast on Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut?
I resign.
We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad?
I was so wrong.
Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report Podcast is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Welcome back to Foxborough on Friday, July 12th. It's another quiet day, sort of, here at Gillette.
Just another day at the office.
Just another day at the office. Mike Haku joining me, Eric Scalavino, for a Roster Report podcast. No signings to tell you about, unfortunately. Patriots still have those three open spots. And I'm waiting every day, Hack, for the John Abraham move to be announced. And I'm not holding my breath anymore because we're 2 weeks away. 2 weeks from today, Hack. Training camp, first practice. Let's get it on for 2013.
I'm ready to go. You ready?
No, not at all. Not in the least. This summer has gone by way too quickly. Feels like it's over already. We do have some news to talk about, though, potentially affecting the roster, and that involves more bad news, unfortunately, with the arrest on early Thursday morning of Alphonso Dennard. Second time in 15 months that he's been in trouble with the law, and this time he was on probation when it happened, so we'll have to see what the ramifications of that were. Long story short, he had been pulled over in Lincoln, Nebraska, again, site of the previous incident, after being spotted driving erratically down a street in Lincoln. Cops pulled him over, asked him to take a breathalyzer. He said, nah, I'm all set. They said, okay, you're coming with us. And now he's got some more legal issues that he needs to try to get himself out of. And whether or not the Patriots do any moves with regard to Dennard remain to be seen. The only news we have on that is they released a statement shortly after the news broke that he was arrested, saying, quote, New England Patriots are extremely disappointed to learn of Alphonso Dennard's arrest. We take this matter very seriously and are working to get more information on the incident, end quote. And that's really all that we can say about Dennard himself right now, but we can only speculate, given what's happened recently, that there might be some sort of transaction in the near future regarding him if his latest incident has any impact on his previous case and on his availability for the team in 2013. So with that having been said, if he is unavailable for any length of time, whether it's short-term, long-term, or for good, what do the Patriots do at that cornerback spot? He was an incumbent starter coming in alongside Aqib Talib. What do they do? Do they move Devin McCourty back there to cornerback? Do they allow one of the younger guys like a Rozai Dowling or even a draft pick like Logan Ryan or some other unproven player to try to take that starting role? What do you think, Hack?
Well, that's obviously the big question. Dennard started 7 games last year. He had 35 tackles, 1 forced fumble, 3 interceptions. He looked good at times. Other times, he looked like a rookie. But you could see that he was going to be a major part of the team this year. So what happens going forward with his trial, I believe he's scheduled to appear in court on August 12th.
Yep, Monday, August 12th. That's his next court
play
appearance.
A big role in, I guess the big question is, would you move McCourty back to cornerback again?
I wouldn't. I would try to keep as much consistency as possible in the secondary. And to do that, you need to leave McCourty where he is. And I say, give someone like Rozai Dowling a chance to go into a season healthy, with some experience now, having been in the system for a couple of years here. Let him try to win a job. Let him try to prove that he can. I mean, because let's not forget, he was in his rookie year after preseason, he started the season as the starter. Got hurt, obviously, and went all downhill from there, but he has shown flashes of being able to do what's required of an NFL cornerback. So I say leave things as stable as possible until all of these guys prove that they can't play the position.
Yeah,
then at that point you say, all right, McCourty, we need you to go back there. But at this point I say leave well enough alone if such a move needs to be made.
I agree. I would think moving McCourty back to corner would be worst case scenario here. Mm-hmm. You have that bona fide number one cornerback now with Aqib Talib that you haven't had in a long time. Let Rozai Dowling prove that he can do something here. And you never know what you have. They drafted him in the second round a couple years ago. So I think Logan Ryan has a chance to be productive in this defense too, and we'll see what happens.
The looks of just our quick little research before we came down here on who's available free agent-wise at the cornerback position. As you might expect at this time of year, not a lot of huge names available. The biggest ones we could find were Stanford Rout, maybe even a guy like Rasheen Mathis, who's on the little long in the tooth and is coming off some injuries. But if you're looking for someone who has proven production in the league, those are a couple of names to think about, consider in case they want to either add some depth. Again, they have those three spots still available, so it's not like they would be having to get rid of somebody in order to bring someone in. They have some leeway to play with here. Other than that, I don't see any other names on this list that jump out at me as, try to take a
Are these guys, are any of
guy.
These free agents better than what you have here?
Yeah.
It remains to be seen.
Exactly. So, I wouldn't hold out too much hope on that end of things. Also this week, though, we should point out, you mentioned this, as we were walking down here, Adam Schefter's report yesterday about Brandon Bolden. You want to go into a little more detail on that?
Yeah, sure. Brandon Bolden, he, apparently suffered a ankle injury last winter, and that was what kept him out of team activities this spring and early part of the summer.
Right, because we saw him on the field during minicamp and OTAs, but he was mostly doing
some light
rehab
running.
Work, some light running here and there. But I had assumed it was a lingering effects from the knee injury that had bothered him last year. But Schefter says it was an ankle.
Mm-hmm.
He's a guy who I think was on the bubble to begin with, so that is a position that bears watching as training camp opens in a couple of weeks, especially with...
Yeah, I believe it'll come down to him and LeGarrette Blount.
Yeah.
One of those two will make the team. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a battle in training camp. And
I'm gonna go with the veteran here. I think Blount's going to make the team.
Yeah, I like Blount. It's going to be interesting to see what he can do in camp.
Mm-hmm.
Bolden showed some things last year in spurts.
Yeah, he did. Given his injuries and his little brush with the NFL league office and his suspension last year, I think he's on a short leash going into this year. So I think Blount provides some pretty good competition there. Also, yesterday, Rob Gronkowski, a little update on him. He made a public appearance at a book signing in Boston with his clan of brothers who have a book out called Growing Up Gronk.
I need to get that book.
Which is a little surprising, the title, because I don't think he's grown up yet. It was a little premature in naming the book, but anyway, he didn't really have a whole lot to say on any of the big topics that you might expect. Nothing on, no reaction to Dennett or his fellow tight end Hernandez, who's no longer with the club. His back, wouldn't comment on that either, but the report we got from ESPN this week from Ed Werder was that Gronk has been at Gillette working with the training staff here on mostly stretching and other rehab-type exercises for his back, which is very good news.
Very good.
And he was at the book signing yesterday in short sleeves, had nothing as far as casts or braces or anything, sling, nothing on that left forearm. So that's as good news as you could expect from that. But I just like the fact that he's reportedly being here taking part in activities as we're 2 weeks out of camp.
Absolutely. And our good friend Albert Breer at NFL.com actually reported yesterday that Gronkowski has not resumed running yet. But I guess the standard time to resume running after back surgery is about 1 month.
Mm-hmm.
So that would put him maybe about a week away at the earliest from doing any running. So we'll see. It's going to take some time, but he's still expected to start training camp on PUP.
I would think so. I'd be shocked if he's not. I mean, that gives you the option of putting him on PUP to start the season, which you have to go very gingerly with him at this point, I think, and take err on the side of caution as much as possible.
Yeah, we're on the big screen right now. Give me a chest bump.
I don't know if that's erring on the side of caution, but, we don't want him running around chest bumping people right now. He needs to get that back.
Thing is, you need Gronk
sturdy.
100% healthy for the playoffs.
Yeah.
That's the big thing.
You need him 100% healthy at any time of year.
Absolutely.
But I don't think this is the time to rush him to rush back, and I would expect to see him starting on PUP in 2 weeks.
I want him to take all the time he needs to get 100% healthy.
All right. Well, any other little tidbits of news that you have that you wanted to bring up before we wrap this one up?
I think that's about it, unless you have anything else here.
No, it's been, you know, if it weren't for bad news, we wouldn't have any news at all sometimes.
Ain't it the truth, my friends?
You know, well, hopefully that'll change in a couple of weeks when we can actually start talking about practice.
Practice,
not
man.
A game, practice.
Can't
but that
wait.
Starts in 2 weeks, training camp, 2 weeks practice. From today.
We're talking about practice,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, we are. That's right, AI. We're talking about practice in 2 weeks.
Can't but, wait.
We'll have one more roster report before then, so join us next week for that. And, of course, PFW in Progress Tuesday and Thursday of next week. Until then, enjoy. For Mike Haku, I'm Eric Scalavino. Enjoy your weekend, guys.
This has been the New England Patriots Roster Report Podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team, only on Patriots.com.